It's 5:32 here downtown on your ride home, live at Seasons Main Street in Bangor at our Quality Jewelers broadcast studio. Time to talk college basketball. March Madness rolls on. We're joined on the phone by our NCAA insider, former college coach, the owner of the five-star basketball camps who covers college basketball and the NBA draft for Slam Magazine. Lee Klein, already it's hard to believe we're down to just 16 teams. It goes by quickly.
Yes, it does. Four fantastic days, exhilarating, and now we take a collective breath, and here we are as we have anything we could ever hope for in this Sweet 16. You've got legendary coaches, you've got great college guards, and then you've got, you know, the Naismith Player of the Year candidates and the top guys that are presently looking in the NBA draft.
Well, let's focus on a few of the key games that will be coming up this week, and maybe the most intriguing matchup, I think, Wisconsin, the number one seed, taking on North Carolina. How do you analyze that one?
Yeah, I think that game's a war. I think it's so hard to go back-to-back Final Fours, as we've seen so few teams do it, even though 14 out of these 16 schools have been to a Final Four, which is incredible in its own. I think that the length of North Carolina can really match up with the length of Wisconsin. And in the end, it's going to be, you know, if North Carolina could forget to fade like they do so often, I think that they can, knock the Badgers off. I think Oregon was one player away, one athlete away from taking Wisconsin down. North Carolina, very athletic, has the length. I just don't know if they're tough enough to be able to do it.
Well, another game I'm really fascinated in. I love the style of ball that Wichita State's been playing so far. Can you see a scenario where they take Notre Dame down?
I do, though this Notre Dame team is, this isn't, if you will, the past Notre Dame teams in which they were so one-dimensional. This team defends, and they're a little tougher. They got more beef up front. But I really saw a Wichita State team that was tougher, was more resilient than Kansas, and took the game to them. And if they can, if that wasn't just the in-house, the in-state chip on the shoulder, if this is what they come into the tournament with, then I do think that they take Notre Dame down, and they're looking at Kentucky. They want them. Because Kentucky obviously knocked them out last year. With Aaron Harrison's first of Aaron Harrison's miracle daggers, I do think Wichita State's on a mission here.
Well, someday we'll all learn not to ever bet against Tom Izzo when you get to the month of March, another big victory. And now Michigan State squares off against the Oklahoma Sooners. How do you see that one going?
I feel like I'm the only guy that thinks Oklahoma has a chance in this game. Look, Tom Izzo's fantastic. Ron Kluger, not chopped liver, though. Here's a guy that's coached a lot of big games. He's been to a Final Four. Obviously coached the Hawks in one stretch there. I think that Oklahoma, if you want, has more ways to win this game. They got more weapons. They got a legitimate inside game. I don't see Brandon Dawson having the success he had with Thomas and Spangler down low. And I think that Michigan State, their margin for error is slim. I just think that Oklahoma is going to find a way and take this, and I think Oklahoma is going to represent that region in the Final Four.
We're talking with Lee Klein of the five-star basketball camps here on downtown. Gonzaga, through the first couple of rounds, playing like a team on a mission, wanting to prove that they deserve to be a number two seed. Does the glass slipper come off for UCLA in this matchup?
Yeah, and I mean, imagine we're talking about UCLA and Cinderella, the winningest program in the history of the college game. Things broke well, but they survived. They had a miracle answer to get in the tournament, a second miracle to beat San Diego State, and then lo and behold, you know, UAB team that was inspired but doesn't have the athletes or the size to compete with them. Tony Parker was a monster He's not going to have that success against Gonzaga with Karnowski and Sabonis. I like the depth that Gonzaga has this year. They seem to have more guys that can not only spread the ball around and score it, but also can defend. I think the Zags are going to continue to roll, and I think that they're going to beat Duke and find their way in the Final Four as well.
Did you see any signs of weakness in Kentucky through the first couple of games?
Well, the physicality of this region, I think, was underestimated. Because Cincinnati, that was like a drag-out rock fight. And now they're going to play West Virginia, who's going to be in their jock for, you know, the entire game, running guys in and out. It's going to be a real another aggressive physical game. Well, how many of those can you play in a row before fatigue sets in? And that's, I think, the thing that the Kentucky fan really has to worry about. If you happen to go and make your way past West Virginia, and if you find another physical team in Wichita State there, by the time you get to Indianapolis, you're going to be shot physically. I just don't know if they could keep playing at that high level with what it's going to take. I think that they will find a way. I think it'll be the last 10 minutes of the game they will put West Virginia away convincingly. West Virginia will be close, but then they'll put them away. And then Wichita State, I think, will give them everything that they can handle to make it to the Final Four.
Well, we're looking forward to another great weekend of basketball. Lee Klein, thank you so much as always. Enjoy the games, and we will visit with you again next Tuesday.
Sounds great.